Clipper non-Trump impeachment, it's a matter of timing. By Pam Kee on June 2, 2019. Sunday on CNN's State of the Union, Representative Jim Clyburn, DSC, said the House would impeach President Donald Trump. Clyburn said, "I never said he should not be impeached. What I said time and time again is Mueller has grounds for impeachment. The House has to determine the timing for impeachment. There's a big difference. I was telling one of my daughters earlier this morning. The longer I live, the more I get in touch with those parents and grandparents used to tell us all the time, haste makes waste. Let's take our time and do this efficiently, not just effectively. All it takes is 218 votes to effectively impeach the president." He continued, "We think we need to bring the public along. We believe that if we sufficiently, effectively educate the public, then we will have done our jobs and we can move on an impeachment vote. And it will stand, and maybe it will be what needs to be done for the Senate to act. We aren't waiting on the Senate. We're trying to ensure we do what's necessary to educate the public. Make sure the public understands exactly what we are doing. Why we are doing it, so people won't misinterpret this as being a political move on our part. We believe that if we do it efficiently and effectively, it will be one that the public will understand and will support. If the public ever feels that we're being political with this, we will have done a tremendous harm to the country, to the Constitution and to the people that we are sworn to serve." Host Jake Tapper said, "It sounds like you think that the president will be impeached or at least proceedings will begin in the House at some point, but just not right now." Clyburn said, "That's exactly what I feel. We've got all these committees doing their work. We're having hearings. We've already won two court cases, and there are other cases still to be determined. So we need to get in front of this process. Why don't we continue to go along, and right now we're winning this issue." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.